Norm Chow, the University of Hawaii's head football coach, has had a tough go of it there on the islands. Boise State and Hawaii haven't played for a few years, and the University of Hawaii is trying to get their resources built back up. What is the money situation at the University of Hawaii, and what can we expect this year and right now from the University of Hawaii, Coach Chow?
I think we'll be better than we have been. You know, I've always contended that if you can stay healthy and have some senior leadership, you have a chance. We have good senior leadership. Obviously, we have to try to stay healthy. But we're anxious to play, and we're anxious to show people what we have. We have a good group of seniors, and so we're excited about it.
We always talk about resources to try to figure out what's going on there. I know had three ADs now, and I know there's always a new plan with that. Let's get caught up to date on how that part of the university is coming together.
Well, that's still tough, Jeff. You know, I've been here 3 years, fourth athletic director, third chancellor, second president, and everyone has their own ideas about how to make things work. But, you know, it's still football, and it's still having an opportunity to put forth a football team that will be representative of the university. It's hard. It's difficult. The travel is tough. But, you know, we stay positive. We have tremendous, like I said, a good group of young men that with good leadership. And it's coming together. Our present AD is doing a nice job trying to, you know, figure out ways to get a little more income because, obviously, it's very expensive to run a program over there.
Mm-hmm. But there was a doubt at some time maybe that the scholarships would be able to continue. There was maybe even an examination of where we go from here.
I think that was blown up, blown way out of proportion. I think our past AD was trying to make a point that, you know, it's expensive and you need to deal with it. And, you know, very few teams in the country really make a lot of money. You know, it's always a tough deal. So we're just like the rest of them. We have such unique challenges. But he made a point. I think he was trying to make a point. Say, hey, guys, listen, we either get in or, you know, forget about it.
We're visiting with Norm Chow on Sports Radio 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. He's the head coach of the University of Hawaii football team. We're talking about finances, and I was looking last year that the Mountain Division really had an edge on the West Division. It just seems to be that a lot of the states that are in the Mountain Division seem to fund their universities a little stronger. Do you think that's a factor in why the Mountain's doing better?
There is no question that schools, states that subsidize those universities do better. And, of course, Boise, you know, the bar that's raised so high, and they do such a nice job, so everyone wants to be like them.
Now, let's take the conversation to the field for a second. In the spring, you had to postpone your scrimmage. You couldn't do it because you didn't have enough offensive linemen. So with a new quarterback, you got to protect him. What is the health of the offensive line around Wittick for this fall?
Well, we're excited about it, actually, Jeff. You know, Ben could have participated. Ben Clark, our lead offensive lineman, could have participated, but we knew what he could do. We were trying to find out about some of the others. And all we really did was postpone that last scrimmage or scrum, if you will, to get another day's worth of practice in. And we know we need the practice. Max needs all the reps he can get. So it wasn't that big of a deal either. We've got some good young ones coming in. We're trying to plug a couple in, and we have some good young guys that were on the ball club that we're hoping can step up and play.
Norm, has it been difficult? You guys have had three different quarterbacks in the last 3 years, and a lot of guys have come in from other schools. Is it tough getting somebody up to speed? I know you've had some talented quarterbacks, but I think it's got to be easier when you have people in the system.
Oh, sure. You know, that's what is hurting us right now. We need some continuity. We need it with players. We need it with coaches. But it's awfully difficult, like I said, because it's such a tough place to be.
So you look at the new quarterback and Wittick coming in. This isn't the first time, and you've been at so many different places. But when you had him on campus already, this is his second go-around with you. What are the challenges in getting a guy like that up to speed? How does this get done?
It's not as bad as it seems because he was there last year. You know, unfortunately, we thought he was going to be eligible last year, and things came up at his previous institution that didn't allow him to do that. So he's been in the system. He knows us. He knows the coaches. He knows the players. So in this certain instance, it's not as bad as it seems. Max is a junkie. I mean, he's a gym rat. He does everything the right way, football-wise. And so he really, it wasn't that difficult. Now, if you did that every year, obviously it would be.
Don Bailey is your new offensive coordinator, came from a very successful run at Idaho State. What's going to be different about your offense with him than what you've had in
the
past?
Well, you know, football's football, and whatever style or system you have, he's going to be able to, you know, have some autonomy to add some of the things that he enjoyed doing at Idaho State, but it's still basically the same. You know, we're going to try to get it around, and you have to magnify your players, the skills, and you know, Max obviously is a good thrower, and we're going to have to throw it around a bit. But he brings an enthusiasm and excitement to us that we're fired up about.
He must bring some confidence too, right? I mean, I know there was a great run game last year. There was a lot of quarterbacks in and out, but if he stays healthy, he's more of a pocket passer, right? He's as big as some of your linebackers, maybe.
Yep.
And you got to protect him some.
Yep.
What about his weapons? Who can he get this ball to?
That's what we also feel good about, Jeff. For the first time, really, we have six or seven receivers that we feel good about. If we can solidify that offensive line, you know, we need to get a running back or two up to speed. We have a couple of junior college players. So the people around him are okay. In fact, we talked about the other day, and we don't have the standout guys that he had at USC, but we have kind of a group of guys that can hopefully step up.
Can you win in the Mountain West without all-conference caliber quarterback play?
I don't think so. Football is quarterback-driven. We all know that, and in any level, from Pop Warner to the NFL. So we feel good about ours. We really do. And I think this go-round, there seems to be not as much experience as there has been in the past. You lost your guy, and Nevada lost their guy. So, you know, it's going to be different.
So when it comes to Whittick, a lot of people have him plugged in. Now, here it's Chucky Keaton. Other people have said he's going to be the best quarterback in the conference. Do you think that's realistic, that he could get to that level of performance that quickly as a one-and-done guy?
I don't think there's any question, Jeff, that we can do that, because he's been around. You know, he's older. This is his fifth year, I guess. He's older. He's mature. I knew him coming out of high school. Tried to recruit him coming out of high school. Even back then, you could tell that he had a chance to be very special.
So what is his biggest strength, do you think? I mean, when we watch him on October 3rd, we're going to look at him and we're going to say what?
He's accurate, and he has a good throwing arm, and he understands the game. He understands how to get the ball to the right guys, and the ball comes out quickly. You talk about protection. If we can get the ball out, then we probably don't need as much protection as we have to have.
Yeah, you got three, Colorado, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. And you got to pay the bills, I know. But that seems to be a difficult task, and your trip to Wisconsin will cause some travel challenges.
And then come back and have to go back to Boise, Idaho. Yeah, they are, but we're excited about it. I mean, you know, you play college football. We tell our players that's why you came, to play top-notch football. Obviously, you can't get any tougher than Ohio State. I'm sure they're number one all over the country. But we're excited about that challenge. If we can just stay healthy and work our way through it, we'll be fine.
Did you think about staying in Wisconsin?
We did. In fact, we spent a lot of time with my brother Len. We called some high school coaches. We figured out if we could possibly stay, but decided to get home, so we don't miss as much school and that type of thing. And it was a wash financially, but we put a lot of thought into it.
We're visiting with Norm Chow. He's the head coach of the football team at the University of Hawaii. You're listening to Sports Radio 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. How much of a challenge for you guys is travel? I mean, to give people an idea on the mainland, San Francisco to Hawaii is about the same thing as San Francisco to New York. And that would be your closest road trip.
Oh, yeah. We get on an airplane for 5 hours before we hit land again, and we have to do it commercially. You know, it'd be nice if we could charter, but we can't afford to, so we do it commercially. And I always say we sit next to the grandmother that's taking her grandson to Disneyland. But we try to make that fun as well. But when we get to Los Angeles, we become, you know, a team from Los Angeles. We'll charter to Boise. We'll charter wherever we have to go.